Sunny 101.9. It's Mark and Walt in the morning with Ed Sheeran and Bad Habits. 8:13 on a Thursday morning. I'm Walt Lidula, and with me in the studio now is Sarah Johnson, who is the manager of the Downtown Marquette Farmers Market. Good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning, Walt. Thanks for having me.
Nice to have you here because you're here to talk about the Farmers Market coming back. Let's get right into it. What's happening?
We are starting this Saturday, May 21st, at the Marquette Commons. We'll be there from 9 to 1 p.m. And it might not be very warm this Saturday, but we're going to be there.
So, you're hardy, though, so you're going to do it. What's some of the big highlights maybe for this year for people to know about?
Yeah, some changes are we're back to quote-unquote normal, meaning we're going to be at full capacity.
Okay.
So new market layout. Make sure to check the market map before you come and see who's all going to be there. Folks may have moved around. We're going to have 60 vendors out on that plaza.
Wow, that's really something.
It's really good.
That's good.
Music is going to be back. So we'll have some lively tunes, a little bit of programming.
Yeah, I was going to say programs, activities, those kinds of things. Maybe,
programs back.
I'm guessing maybe early here might be a little less as we get into the summer. There's going to be more. But what are some of the things that you have in the works for like some of the programming?
Starting in June, every Saturday morning, we're going to have yoga at the market inside the Commons building by Pinecone Yoga Institute.
Okay.
Starting in July, we have the Children's Power of Produce program where kids can try a new vegetable each week and get a $2 voucher to purchase that from a vendor. And then we're going to have food demonstrations and some food assistance education as well.
I got to ask you, after we've kind of negotiated the pandemic, and of course, that's always ongoing for various reasons. How is it now kind of putting it all back together for you and kind of going like we're going again?
Yeah, it's been a wild ride. It's been absolutely crazy, but it feels really good to be able to kind of welcome everybody and all of the vendors. I think we've definitely had a shakeup. We've had some vendors that have had to retire or go on to different things. We've had a lot of new vendors come into the mix, which is really exciting. We have a lot of new folks moving to the area that are fantastic craftspeople, things like that. So it's exciting.
What is the general schedule then? What's going to be happening on Saturday and Saturdays into the future?
So like I said, we open right at 9 o'clock. Make sure you don't show up before 9. We need to let our vendors have time to set up and they can't make any sales before 9 o'clock. So show up right at 9. And then we're going to be at that Commons every Saturday until December 17th.
And that runs till, what, about 1 in the afternoon?
1 in the afternoon. Okay. We'll have our Wednesday evening market starting in June.
I did want to ask you about that a little bit later on then this summer, you're going to have that coming back too.
Yep, that's our Wednesday evening market, June 15th through September 21st, and that's starting at 4 o'clock this year. So it's an hour earlier, so it's from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Marquette Commons.
With people, if they have questions, maybe they want to find out about, you know, some of the vendors, maybe they want to look into either doing something at the market or finding out at least more information, what's the best way to do that?
The best way would be to go to our website. That's mqtfarmersmarket.com. It's farmers with an S, mqtfarmersmarket.com. We have our market map on there, so you can literally type in eggs or donuts, and you can see exactly on the map where you can find that product. You can type in vendor names as well. We also talk about all of the food assistance programs that we accept. So we accept benefits. You can use your benefits to shop at the market. There's also the market application. So we don't have a deadline anymore for vendors to apply to the market.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah, it is ongoing. So if you are a farmer, a food producer, an artisan, or if you're a local business or organization that wants to reserve our community table.
Yeah, that was something that. I did want to ask you about that because I know there's usually an opportunity for maybe a nonprofit or somebody to come and do something. And is that's still happening?
That is what is called the community table. So, you know, the market's a hustling and bustling place on a Saturday. Usually it's only reserved for makers to be part of the market, but we want to welcome local businesses, groups, organizations, so that community table is there just for them.
And again, let's give them the details of it getting going this Saturday. What are the hours and where do folks need to be?
9 to 1 p.m. at the Marquette Commons in downtown Marquette. Bring some cash. Leave your dogs at home. We don't allow any dogs.
Yeah, good point.
And we're going to be there. And I have to say hi to Rick before I sign off officially.
Okay. Hi, Rick. It's good to talk to you, Rick. But actually, and one more time, the website for folks.
Absolutely. It's mqtfarmersmarket.com.
Well, it's good to have it back. It's good to have it running normal. And thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you for having me, Walt.
All right. It's Sarah Johnson, manager of the Downtown Marquette Farmers Market. If you missed any of this interview, we'll have highlights at our website at sunny.fm.